Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. The National Institute of Standards and Technology has announced a fourth round of grant awards in support of NSTIC, the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. NSTIC was launched by the Obama administration in 2011. The strategy supports collaboration between the public and private sectors in finding secure, efficient, interoperable identity credentials to access online services in a way that promotes confidence, privacy, and innovation. Three pilot projects have been chosen in this round to test solutions toward reducing tax refund theft, improving the security of medical information, and providing secure online data storage. Our first winner is Health IDX, based in Virginia.
My name is Scott Lowry. I'm the founder and CEO of Health IDX. We're in the business of issuing trusted identity credentials for the healthcare industry. We would like to be, if you will, the Visa for identity in healthcare.
Health IDX was born in April of this year. It was spun out of ID.me, a digital identity network that allows consumers to prove who they are online while controlling how their information is shared. ID.me won an NSTIC grant award in 2013. The Health IDX pilot proposes to deliver an innovative, privacy-enhancing technology that protects patients' identity and information. The project will pilot a triple-blind technology, effectively blinding the identity broker by providing a secure key exchange protocol. The protocol facilitated by the identity broker will enable identity providers and relying parties to exchange session keys while remaining confidential from the broker.
Identity in healthcare relies much on the concept of federated identity. For federated identity to work, individual identity credentials must pass through something known as a trust broker. This trust broker bridges the gap between various identity providers who issue credentials and various relying parties who would like to rely on those credentials prior to providing a service. In traditional models, the identity provider, while providing the credential to the end user, is in fact blinded by which relying party the end user is going to visit with their credential. The relying party, on the other hand, is also blinded to the identity of the identity provider the end user has used in providing that credential. Unfortunately, the trust broker sees both sides of that transaction. The goal of the NIST pilot is to, in fact, blind the broker to that transaction, so in fact you have a triple blind situation. That is to say, the service provider doesn't know the identity provider doesn't know the service provider, and the trust broker doesn't know anything about either party.
The project goal is to tackle the privacy and security concerns around the broker having knowledge of these transactions and possibly using information about the end user for nefarious purposes. Health IDX intends to implement a proof of concept that allows for a healthcare system to trust a federated credential that is unknown to the health system. The Health IDX Trust Framework will provide the business, legal, and technical bar that all participants will abide by. The second proof of concept surrounds interoperability between government and financial institutions. A user with a government-issued credential from an identity provider could use that credential in a commercial setting without being tracked across the ecosystem.
This is, at the end of the day, a proof of concept to demonstrate that this technology can, in fact, be implemented and it is possible to blind the broker. It would then be up to the commercial marketplace to determine this is something that is really needed and but let's implement it in every instance of the trust brokers. I think for sure the federal government has indicated that it has a need for this type of technology. Whether it goes beyond the federal government remains unclear. But it's a two-year award, but as you know, the way government appropriations work, nothing's guaranteed. So we will start the journey immediately, and we anticipate two-year funding being available, but that could change should circumstances within the government change. The first year is a little over $800,000, and the second year is the same, a little bit over $800,000.
Health IDX is working with several partners. Hydrant ID is a provider of digital identity and advanced authentication services for securing data and systems, as well as e-commerce transactions. Covisint is a tech company and cloud platform provider, and Safe Mashups was started in Silicon Valley by security industry veteran Ravi Ganesan, who serves as chief architect for the pilot proposal. The partners will work to provide technology to the identity ecosystem that balances transactional anonymity while enforcing the trust frameworks required to facilitate secure, interoperable identity and attribute validation.
This notion of blinding the broker has been around as a concept and a desire for some time. I think we should all be thankful that the government has finally stepped up and said, let's take this from theory to reality and see if it really can be made to happen.
That's Scott Lowry, founder and CEO of HealthIDX, a trusted identity credential provider in healthcare. We'll feature the other NSTIC pilot winners, Galwa and MorphoTrust, soon. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.